Hello and welcome to Confessions of an Atheist Buddhist Chick. My name is Courtney and I started this podcast as kind of a safe place for anyone like me. I'm a relatively new atheist of only about a few years, and I come from a very Christian background and I live in a very, very Christian area and have a very Christian family, which can often make life feel a little lonely for me, and I'm betting that it can probably feel a little bit lonely for you if you are someone that's in my situation that's recently come out or has come out a long time ago as an atheist. Over the next several podcasts, I'm going to discuss my path transitioning to an atheist, why, as an atheist, I chose to follow the Buddhist ways of life, and any other topics I'm asked about, or I might accidentally go on the occasional rant. You never really know with me. So a little bit about myself. On the outside, I guess I look like a normal Christian woman. People have told me that. People describe me as a great friend, a secret keeper, non-judgmental, caring, and uplifting person. They're often very shocked to find out that I actually do not believe. I've lost a lot of friends over it. And admittedly, most of my older family don't know. My parents and certainly not my grandparents. The deeper the Christian roots flow, the less I'm willing to really divulge my atheism to my family members. I don't really tell them, not because I am afraid of them. I just don't really, I don't want them to have their faith questioned because that's what they believe, and I don't like having my faith questioned. And so it's just kind of an elephant in the room for me, but it's a non-issue in the room for them because they don't really know that it's going on. So I think that's something I need to work on myself, but I don't want to push my beliefs on anyone because I don't want them to push their beliefs back on me. I don't really want to hear it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't bow my head. I still grab their hands whenever they're praying around Thanksgiving meals or whatever we're doing. I still say the entire pledge out loud. These prayers and pledges are antiquated to me. And the truth of the matter is that our country was actually founded by men who did believe in God, that Christian God, for the most part. And even though I don't believe, to me, these are just words that we recite out of mostly just habit. Just because I don't believe doesn't mean they can't go on believing what they want to believe and what they feel is right for them. And I only do this really for my family members. If I'm ever in a public place and, you know, it's not really my family, it's just other members of society, I don't grasp the hands. I don't, partake or tolerate as much, I guess, unless you're my family. So, I mean, maybe I am a little bit intolerant. I'm not really an atheist to change views of other people. I think I'm an atheist just because it's what makes the most sense to me. My husband and my adult son are both atheists, but they're less verbal about what they believe in, less likely to talk about it with anybody than I am. So when I first decided, you know, I don't believe, and it was kind of a scary thing because if you've transitioned from Christianity to atheism, you know that you've been told your whole life this is what's going to happen. And so telling people that you're not a believer is kind of scary, but it's also a little liberating to me. I love the stare of horror and the do you worship the devil, and I always kind of laugh and tell people, no, I don't believe in the devil either, so I don't really worship the devil. I don't think I'm an angry atheist. I feel like I'm more tolerant at this point in my life. I lend this to the fact that this is all still pretty new to me as well. I've only been an atheist for a couple of years. That being said, I also kind of giggle inwardly at things people say to me sometimes. You know, Christians are always telling me that I have to believe in something and that without faith, I'm not a whole human being. And I agree that faith gives us something to have hope. I should have my faith in science, you know, something that's tangible that I can see research on, that they can show me proof of, instead of a book that's over 1,000 years old and has been written and rewritten over and over again. And in my opinion, it's been rewritten. Okay, I can't say that word apparently. Rewritten several times based on whoever is writing its point of view or how it can serve them best. So, I always tell people, you know, that want to talk to me about it, that are very judgmental about it. I always say, you know what? I think your Bible says, judge not lest ye be judged. And every different religion has a different way of explaining that to me, why they're allowed to judge me. I just think that that's kind of funny. I actually love to listen to The Thinking Atheist. I listen to Seth Andrews on my way to and from work every single day. I'm catching up on all his old podcasts and things, and a lot of it is stuff that really speaks volumes to me, and it has helped me decide to make this podcast because I am relatively new, like I said, and I think that other people, maybe they live in the same type of situation that I do. They have that very Christian family, and they need an outlet, somewhere to go, somewhere to ask questions, or just have someone listen to them. So that's kind of why I started this. Well, that's a little bit about me, and this is my introduction podcast. Next time, I am going to be talking about what made me leave the Christian life behind and the journey that led me to atheism. It wasn't an easy journey by any means. It was something that was difficult for me to wrap my head around, especially coming from such a Christian family and having so many people in my family tell me that, you know, God is the end-all be-all. This is what we believe. We don't believe in anything else. You have to be our religion. And I feel like I'm not an atheist because I'm trying to refute what they're saying. I feel like I'm a trial and error, have come to this conclusion just through living my life an atheist. So the next podcast we'll be talking about that. I look forward to hearing your comments, and good, the bad, the ugly, and all the above. But again, welcome to the podcast, Confessions of an Atheist Buddhist Chick.